Welcome back, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. Great guest last half hour, Dr. Gloria Ladson-Billings from the University of Wisconsin-Madison, talking about normal. We don't want to go back to normal. I know everybody's out there going, but Tim, normal was working for me. Was it? I even question that sometimes. People are like, normal was working for me. And I don't know what that means, normal was working for you, other than some white privilege and things like that. But the wealth distribution gap that we're looking at right now, I can't imagine a whole lot of anybody going, normal would be great, living paycheck to paycheck, getting my, if you are working, having my health benefits cut year after year, having my retirement cut year after year. That's normal, people. Understand, normal, middle-class, white, privileged people even, was your normal that great? Now imagine moving that in a direction and starting to say, where are the pockets where we know poverty, where we know racism, where we know these things exist full-fledged? We want to go back to that? We want to step back to a time where, and I like how Dr. Ladson-Billings talked about the idea, you know, was it the George Floyd or was it that we were finally paying attention? Well, let's pay attention right now. Keith, you know, you had that little news broadcast there. I was thinking about it. It's like a tear gas now can lead to long-term health effects. And as we talk about coming back to school, though, it's like, hey, COVID, from what I've been reading and hearing, seems like it might have long-term health risks. And, I mean, the one being death, I mean, right? But there's also these other things, like we don't even know its effect on kids other than some weird inflammatory disease and things that are happening. So these ideas that kids are going to be safe when we go back to school, no, not true, not true. And in fact, we don't know the long-term damage of some COVID. We're starting to find out that some of the people recovering from COVID, their recovery is actually they're not nearly what they used to be before COVID. Some people are saying there's lingering effects. So, you know, going back to school is the question, back to normal. You know, we want to get back to normal. Dr. Ladson-Billings and I are like, no, we don't want to go normal. We don't want to take that step. And in fact, let's, you know, if other people are going to use crises to benefit themselves but then harm others, how about we step up at this moment, dealing in this situation with public schools, and move public schools in a direction, in a portal where we don't destroy and hurt them any more than we've already done over the last few years, but we reimagine them totally serving all of our children. And when I say all of them, we have to say our most vulnerable children have to be able to thrive. That's the benchmark. If we're going to set any benchmarks for schools to meet, are your most vulnerable kids thriving? How do we build that system, stepping through that portal? I'm excited for anybody who wants to come through it with me. 844-967-2789. Give us a call. Talk to me about stepping through the portal. Or if you're one of those opportunistic people out there going, but Tim, if you do that, you're going to take away my ability to bilk people for some extra money for this really cool idea I have that's really not going to benefit people. It's probably going to do long-term harm. But it's a great idea for me. If you're out there, air that idea. We would like to hear it so we can stop it before you become, actually, some politician probably will listen to you and go, that sounds like a great idea. Let's take money from struggling people and redistribute it to more wealthy people and make sure that what they leave in the wake is something that was even worse than we had before. As we pointed out, the New Orleans, Arne Duncan paraphrasing now, you know, saying the best thing that happened to the New Orleans school district was Hurricane Katrina.
That's terrible.
Yeah, right?
That's terrible.
This is what he said. You know, he made the comment and said that this is the best thing that ever happened. And now we look back and go, no, it's absolutely not. A fully charterized, almost privatized system that in the early stages taking families who live in a certain area of their neighborhood schools instead of rebuilding an amazing community-based public school system, they developed a charterized system that sent families across New Orleans multiple different directions. That's just the distance that they traveled. So, no, this opportunity, back to normal, no. We want to go back. Actually, we don't want to go back. We want to look back, see the devastation and the destruction, look at and understand that we had kids coming to school hungry pre-COVID. We had kids coming to school with less than adequate health care pre-COVID. We had teachers buying their own supplies just to make things manageable pre-COVID. We had all of the disastrous things, and now you want to go back to normal? Please, talk to me about normal. How was it working for you? I don't know if that's something I just can't do it. Instead, I'm saying I don't want to be opportunistic in the sense of going like, hey, let's take a good crisis. But no, let's now understand that this crisis has revealed something a lot of people knew was already true, but it has put it, as we said, now we're focused. We see it. We know it. We know kids who show up now, guess what, during COVID for the food distribution. Schools are still distributing food during COVID. Why? Because kids are still hungry during COVID. That's still happening.
How is that a school's job, you know?
Thing. Right? But, you know, and this is where I want to talk about the societal issues. And I start envisioning, Keith, for me, the curriculum of the future. You know, instead of worrying about how many letters somebody who's not ready to look at letters does, because then you set them up for failure right away, we start looking at and saying we have systemic social problems. We have systemic racial problems. Maybe our curriculum needs to be focused on trying to figure out how to, if not solve, at least let's put our kids' minds to thinking about how we might make things better for our society. There's your curriculum. We have a wicked problem in front of us. Hunger, healthcare, climate change, racism. Why would anybody think that the next thing we need to do is understand that George Washington cut down a cherry tree when he really didn't anyway? Why is that, you know, so what information as we move into the curriculum, are we going to also see this as an opportunity to recognize the curriculum in front of kids is a huge opportunity to address systemic, social, racial, climate inequities? That's, I don't know, Keith, too much?
For some people, it might be. I mean, you still got folks fighting the battle over privatization of schools and their own education. They want to, you know, school their kids at home to avoid them learning about evolution. You know,
well,
how are we going to evolve the schools when we can't even get people on the same page that way?
Yeah. Well, yeah, and again, I love the fact that there are private schools for students and parents to pay to not learn evolution. That's great.
Sure.
They can continue to do that. The public system, though, however, that educates well over 80% of our nation's kids, the commitment of the curriculum to solving social inequities, and this is where people are going to say, Tim, that ain't what school's for. School is, you're talking about teaching issues. They need to learn to read and write. They need to learn to do their math. They need to learn how to get 10 out of 10 on a problem-solving exercise, which I think I talked about this last week, but I spent more time over the weekend thinking about the fact that if you successfully, and everybody remembers this back from the days when you had to, quote, do 10 problem-solving problems, typically this was in math, and if you were really good at them, you got 10 out of 10. And it's kind of made me think, it's like, well, if you know how to get 10 out of a 10, it's not really that much of a problem then, is it? So is it problem-solving? If it was truly teaching things that matter, then we would understand that problems have lots of different ways to approach them. And in fact, we're going to fail quite a bit as we go after them. That's when learning occurs. That's how we can move from looking at facts, memorizing crappy facts, getting tested on crappy facts, being told that we're not up to speed because we don't know enough crappy facts, and instead take people where they're at and let them bring their best self to solve problems. That, for me, is the post-COVID portal I want to walk through when I think about it. It's Busted Pencils. It's Fully Led at Education Talk. Talk 92.7 FM in Madison. Talk 101.7 FM in Milwaukee. The number, 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. I would love to hear somebody else call in and tell me what their vision of a new normal would be in public education as we go forward. You know, instead, we're just too wrapped up in whether we should go back or not go back. Is it safe? How about let's imagine. So your new normal, if you've got one, give us a call, 844-967-2789. Dream big, Busted Pencils, bust those pencils. Back after the break.